Simon & Schuster Audio presents Running Man, a memoir by Charlie Engel. Read by the author.
For Mama. Bid me run, and I will strive with things impossible. William Shakespeare, Julius Caesar. Prologue. I always heard the keys, those awful jangling keys, coming toward me, then fading as the guard moved down the corridor. I learned to block out the big bald guy who banged on his locker half the night, and the scrawny dude in the corner always yelling something about Jesus. But no matter how exhausted I was or how hard I had crammed the foam earplugs into my ears, I heard those damn keys. It wasn't the sound itself that got me. It was that the keys were attached to a guard, and where there was a guard, there might be trouble. The keys meant it was 5 a.m., head count. I peeked out from under the corner of the blindfold I had made with a strip of gray cloth, ripped from a pair of old sweatpants. Lots of inmates left their lights on all night. Some were reading or writing, some prowling around, doing things I was not interested in knowing about. The blindfold helped me escape all that. I saw the guard moving away from my cell block. Good. Not my turn to be harassed. I lifted the cloth off my eyes, dug out my earplugs, and lay motionless on the top bunk, listening to the 200 other men in my unit stirring. My cellmate, Cody, an affable kid who had been slammed with a 10-year sentence for buying weed, was still snoring in the bunk beneath me. Through the high, dirt-flecked, double-paned window in my cell, I could see a square of black sky. Just before I reported to Beckley Federal Correctional Institute, I had been a guest speaker at a big AA meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina. At the refreshment table, a burly, tattooed guy came up to me and told me to make sure I got a nickname in prison. "Why's that?" I had asked as I helped myself to an Oreo from a paper plate. "You get yourself a nickname so that when you get out of the joint and you're walking down the street and somebody yells out your prison name, you ignore that son of a bitch and keep on walking." In the 3 months I had been locked up, I had encountered a squirrel, a shorty, a
sample complete. Ready to continue?